Nearly 9,000 police officers and other government workers in Turkey have been suspended or arrested. Still, thousands more people have been detained, according to the state-run news agency there. They're suspected of having ties to the attempted coup that occurred over the weekend. The Turkish government also reports that 24 of the alleged plotters have been killed, while 208 government supporters lost their lives. Jim Walsh is here and now, security analyst. He's a research associate at the MIT at Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Security Studies Program, and he's here with us. Welcome back, Jim.
Good to be with you.
All right. First of all, give us the view from just outside of Turkey. How is the international community looking at the impact the attempted coup has had?
I think with trepidation. You see statements coming out by John Kerry and by the head of the EU, worried about what the future of Turkey will be. Now, to step back for a moment, Turkey had been really on a tough trail. They had alienated many countries in the region and elsewhere, and in the last couple of weeks were trying to repair that damage. They normalized relations with Israel, with Russia. They seemed to be shifting policy on Syria. Then you had the coup, and I think the concern now is that President Erdogan is going to take advantage of the failed coup and follow what some would describe as deeply authoritarian instincts. Already we've had thousands and thousands of people detained and arrested, even though it's hard to imagine that over the weekend you could find evidence for all that. So I think they really risk international isolation if they continue down this path.
Well, it's interesting because vis-a-vis the European Union, President Erdogan not summarily dismissing calls for Turkey to reinstate the death penalty, and the European Union says if that happens, it would end Turkey's attempt to join the European Union. Secretary of State John Kerry today saying we will certainly support bringing perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that. I mean, that does sound like a genuine concern, the further tightening of authoritarian rule, as you're saying.
Well, I think it's the consensus view of most experts on Turkey and in the region. Remember, the Turkish president had previously tried to change the constitution to increase his powers. And the folks being detained are not simply members of the military, but police officers, judges, lawyers. The question is, will this now extend to opposition figures who are, quote, alleged to have been part of this process? That's the fear, that this is going to provide an opportunity for a power grab.
Well, what effect could all of these arrests and detentions have on Turkey vis-a-vis international terrorism, and specifically ISIS and the so-called Islamic State? I mean, there's a complicated relationship there, but could arresting all these police officers, members of the judiciary, et cetera, make it further tougher to fight terrorism within Turkish borders?
Well, I do think at least for a while and maybe longer, it sort of takes Turkey out of the game. Everyone's going to be looking behind their shoulder, waiting to see if they're going to be arrested. Right now, they have a domestic political crisis. They will be looking inward, not outward. And insofar as they relied on the military to carry out operations against ISIS, well, those folks are now sort of being put on trial. So I think, you know, the quick summary here is they're going to be concerned with their own house. They're not going to be concerned with the region.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's happening within that own house, because we've spoken to reporters in Istanbul who say that they've been talking to just, you know, average Turks who are wondering, you know, how deep is the divide in Turkey? And, you know, is this a nation not formally but perhaps informally at war with itself? A BBC reporter even told us at one time she heard people saying, oh, my gosh, may we become the next Syria? Is it as bad as that?
I don't think it's as bad as that, but it all depends on where Erdogan takes this. If he insists on trying to pull all the power to him as a person, and it's a very personality-driven process, this is less ideological than it is personality, I think, then obviously there's going to be opposition and pushback. So that creates the possibility for civil contestation. And then once that starts, you don't know where it's going to go. But I think the analogies to Syria are far overblown.
Mm. Well, let's look at issues of terrorism elsewhere in the world. Of course, we're getting more details about the attack in Nice in France. ISIS has claimed responsibility for that attack. And today, the prosecutor in Paris said there's evidence the attacker supported ISIS and was radicalized quickly. So I'm wondering, is it getting harder to identify people who might be radicalized given these, you know, supposedly shorter timelines?
Well, I think think we really have to be careful here. And in a press conference with the interior minister, he pointed out that as of yet, they have established no direct links to ISIS or to Islamic extremism in general. He was not on any watch list. He wasn't a practicing Muslim. So I was struck by an article in the New York Times today entitled "In the Age of ISIS, Who's a Terrorist and Who's Simply Deranged?" And it makes the point, which I am in agreement with, which is we're quick on the trigger here to say that everything, if it involves a Muslim, is terrorism when the center of gravity might be elsewhere. You know, this person, like the guy in Orlando, abused his wife. He was a heavy drinker. There are other things in the mix here, and it's not clear to me that Islamic ideology is really the center.
Well, just in the last couple seconds that we have, Jim, on the other hand, it feels as if the news of attacks has been rather unrelenting over the past several weeks and months. I mean, are we less safe or not?
No, I think the average American, again, the risk of any American being a victim of terrorism is infinitesimally small. You're far more likely to be killed by other things than terrorism. I know it feels that way, but I think that's media momentum more than the statistics would have you believe.
Here and now, security analyst Jim Walsh. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you.